USA Radio News.
Senator Joe Manchin is discussing small changes to Senate rules with Republicans. Manchin's discussions with GOP colleagues come as Democrats are trying to win over their conservative colleague on a push to, quote, restore the Senate, including making changes to the 60-vote legislative filibuster. Members of GOP leadership told The Hill that Manchin has reached out to them to float potential ideas with an eye toward making it easier to get votes and bills to the floor. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not mincing words when it comes to the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that was exerted on our staff.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressing reporters during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Matt Gaetz said when Republicans regain control, there will be real oversight.
Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday, vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to demand that President Joe Biden's administration do more to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Last week, the Biden administration reluctantly announced plans to reinstate the Trump-era policy and agreed to Mexico's conditions for resuming it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and not as potent as other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Borla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, Pfizer and BioNTech announced on Wednesday that its three doses of the Pfizer vaccine appear to offer, quote, a more robust protection, unquote, than two doses. That being said, there is still a variant-specific dose in the works, which is expected to be available in March. You might want to check your fridge. Roughly 235,000 pounds of fully cooked ham and pepperoni have been recalled due to listeria contamination found in the product sampling. The USDA reports that Alexander and Hornung stated there have been no reports of reactions. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.